Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Begins right here in Revelation 6:1, where the Antichrist has a bow with no arrows, but he's sent forth to conquer and to conquer. He'll conquer the whole world, so to speak. Revelation 6:1. He'll be a military genius. Revelation 13:1-2 tells us this. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy, again referring to the Antichrist. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard. He was swift, kind of like Alexander the Great, when that great Roman general, where he swept through the known world at the time, defeated all the known armies of that day. The Antichrist will be like that. The leopard describes him as his army is swift, okay? His feet were as the feet of a bear. When we think of a bear, we think of the power that a bear has, okay? And then the mouth is the mouth of a lion. We think of a lion as what? Fierce. So he's swift, he's powerful, he's fierce. And then the dragon gave him his power. Who is the dragon? Satan. We talked about that last week. There's a holy trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. There is what is called an unholy trinity. And we see it here in Revelation chapter number 13. We see the dragon, who is Satan. We see the beast, who's the Antichrist. And we find the false prophet, who's that third member of that unholy trinity. And it's also found here in Revelation chapter number 13. But we see that he will be a military genius. And in number 6, he will be a religious genius. In other words, chapter 13, verse number 8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. Even all the religions of the world, we find when we read the book of the Revelation, where there will be a one world church, a one world religion, where all the religions of the world will come together, and the Antichrist will rule over them because he exalts himself as God. Now you worship me. I remember years ago a poem that I was taught as a kid. I think it's Rudyard Kipling. I think he wrote this. There was a lady from Niger who smiled as she rode on a tiger. They came from a ride with the lady inside and a smile on the face of the tiger. The picture here is talking about how the beast was that tiger, and all the religions of the world are riding on the back of that tiger. Are you getting the picture? They went for a ride with the lady inside. The beast devoured that religious world, and the smile on the face of it, he became the religious leader of the day. Okay, so we know 6 things, characteristics at least, about the Antichrist. He's an intellectual genius. He's an oratorical genius. He can speak well. Commercial genius, a great business mind. He's a political genius. He's a military genius. He conquers the world. And he's going to be a religious genius, a one-world church, a one-world government, a one-world monetary system. Now, I believe his ethnicity is given. A lot of thought about, well, who will the Antichrist be? I believe he will be a Jew. Again, a lot of people think he will be, by the way, he's either going to be a Jew or a Gentile. There's only two. So 50-50. I'm of a great belief that he will be from the Jewish line. The Bible speaks of a few things about the Antichrist and always refers to him as being a Jew. Matter of fact, Ezekiel chapter number 21, you can write these down, but I promise I'll give you a paper with these outlines so you don't have to scribble these down. But in Ezekiel 21, verse 25, and thou profane wicked prince of Israel. That's an identifying mark. Thou profane wicked prince of Israel, whose day is come when iniquity shall have an end. So we see in this one verse, he's called the wicked, profane prince of Israel. Now, Daniel chapter number 11, Verse number 37, again, I think it's a reference of him being a Jew. Verse number 37, Daniel 11. Neither shall he, again, speaking of the Antichrist. Don't you see this verse? I wish Greg was here this morning. He would put those verses up here, and you could see it out of Scripture. But Daniel 11, 37. Neither shall he regard the God, and that's a capital G-O-D, not a lowercase G-O-D, but an uppercase G-O-D of his fathers. Again, referring to the Jewish people. Remember, we talked about in Daniel chapter 9 about referring to thy people and thy holy city. So again, the Antichrist is, neither shall he regard the God of his fathers. More specifically, to even narrow it down from being a Jew, I believe he will be from the tribe of Dan. Even though it's most Jews, I say, again, I don't want to go into all this time. Most Jews don't know which tribe they come from. It's over the centuries, that identification has been lost to many of them. All right? But I'm telling you, God knows. God ain't lost anybody, okay? And so God knows who's from Dan, tribes and all. And so I believe the Bible teaches not only will he be a Jew, that he will be from the tribe of Dan. A couple of reasons. Number one, they were the first tribe guilty of idolatry. In Judges chapter number 18, verses 30 and 31, it talks about Dan introduced that idolatry to the nation of Israel. Remember, it's too hard for them to go down to Jerusalem, so he built an altar up there in Dan. He did that. And it's in 1 Kings 12, 29 refers to that. And then when Isaac Jacob was blessing his boys, in Genesis chapter 49, verses 16 and 17, Jacob's blessing his boys one by one. They're at his bedside, and he begins to bless them. There's Reuben and Simon and Levi and Judah. And then when he gets to Dan in verse number 16, he says this about Dan. Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path that biteth the horse's heel so that his rider shall fall backwards. And then at verse number 18, he adds this, I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord. So he's identifying Dan and that tribe as something different from the other 11 boys, so to speak. And the tribe of Dan, he says, you're just nothing but a snake in the grass. And you're going to go after your own people, i.e. the Antichrist. As a matter of fact, and it says, and I've waited for thy salvation. Jesus will come at the revelation and will deliver those Jewish people when the Antichrist is about to take over at the end of the tribulation. Remember the story there at the Battle of Armageddon. Just at the last moment, Jesus comes in all his glory, and they've waited for his salvation. All that pictures this thing about Dan and the Antichrist. And then an interesting passage of scripture we find in the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 8, verses 15 and 16. We looked for peace, but no good came, and for a time of health, and behold, trouble. So obviously he's describing some terrible time in the history of Israel where we looked for peace, but no peace was there. And a time of health and trouble came. And then verse number 16, and the snorting of his horses was heard from Dan. The whole land trembled at the sound of his name, of the sound of the name of his strong ones. For they are come and have devoured the land and all that is in the city and those that dwell therein. So again, there's something in here about Dan that the whole land trembled at this man, at the tribe of Dan. And so again, I think it's an identifying mark that not only will the Antichrist be a Jew, he will be from the tribe of Dan.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.